Welcome everyone, Be'ez Hashem. We continue with Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph, Ois, Chof, Zayin, number 27. This is Shir number 44, discussing the importance of humility and is a proper way of doing Tshuva. An arrogant person and doing Tshuva, it's a contradiction, as we've been saying. And furthermore, says Rabbeinu Yoina, Milvad ki agayva goyremes hachatoim. Besides for the fact that gaiva, arrogance, haughtiness, brings a person to do averus, besides for that reality, it itself is a chet. Hamida atzma chatos. This attribute of a person being a gaivadik individual, an arrogant person, that is asur, that's a chet. Now listen to the pasuk that he brings here. He brings a pasuk in Mishlei. Kimo shenemar, toyevas Hashem, kogvalev. Toyevas Hashem, every haughty heart is an abomination to Hashem. It's a strong word, this abomination, a toyeva. It's a disgusting reality. Now, let's analyze this for a second. The pasuk doesn't say that it's an abomination, the person who does actions of haughtiness. That's not the pasuk. Toyuvas Hashem kogvalev. Where is his haughtiness being expressed? In his actions, in his dibor, in his speech? No. In his heart. And Hashem says, you arrogant person, you arrogant individual, in your heart, he's not expressing, he's not talking, he's not throwing around his money and giving orders. None of that. It's a gaiva belev. And Hashem says, that is a chet. That alone is asur. Besides for the fact that this person encourages himself, without realizing it, to do more and more averus. Because the arrogant person, he gets easily angry. He gets very upset and anybody does something that he doesn't like. And the reason is because the Bargaiva is a slave. He thinks he's in charge. It's the total opposite. The Bargaiva is a slave to the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is like sitting on the horse, and this person is the horse, and the Yetzirah is holding the reins. And he's smiling and laughing at this person. And he pulls the person to the right. And he pulls the person to the left. And he pulls the reins to stop. And he says, go. And this person thinks he's in charge. And he's spewing that arrogance. And it's palpable. And he thinks he's in charge. But it's the Yetzer Hara who's pulling the strings literally. Literally. Why is this? The Gemara in Kedushin, which we've said in the past, and Daf Lamed Amud Beis tells us, "If not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping out, lo yachaloi, we wouldn't be able to overpower and overcome the Yitzhahara." When a person is a gvalev, he's an arrogant individual. Hashem says, "I have nothing to do with you. I can't be with you. It's poison." Hashem says, I'm not going to be around Tuma, around this virus of Gaiva. So once Hashem leaves this person, the Yetzirah says, he's mine. He's all mine. And the Yetzirah has a party. Let's finish here the seventh principle with Ois Chof Ches, a short piece, where a person has to express humility also with his fellow man. Vaid chayev baal tshuva liikona l'kayim olov yisnayig al derech shomru chazal v'avishvar ruach b'fnei kol adam. Person has to be very humble. Humble in spirit with every single person he comes in contact to. V'yasig mizeh shlo yichas v'lo yakbir al chaveirov. He should be careful not to come angry at people. Why does a person become angry? How could you do something wrong to me? You did that wrong to me, against me? That's the attitude. That's a gaiva. A person's easygoing. He lets it go. He doesn't let it bother him. V'gam l'chol ha'dvar m'ashe yishma ayitein liboy. And whatever offense, somebody might offend him, he doesn't let it affect him too much. And he reminds himself of a very important antidote. Baruch Hashem, people are getting the vaccines. There's a vaccine against gaiva. What is the vaccine against gaiva? So Rabbeinu Yonah tells us the vaccine against gaiva is that a person should understand, remind himself, a person who says, you know what? He insulted me, I'll forgive him. It's all right, I'll let him go. He knows that Hashem acts mida kineged mida. In the same way, he's mavi al midoisav. Hashem says, oh, you did averus? You forgive this person? I'm going to forgive you as well. It's a tremendous vaccine against gaiva. Remind yourself that when a person insults you, that you know what? It's not such a big deal. And you have this reminder that if you forgive him, Hashem will forgive you as well.